If somebody asked you to name a business segment that is starting to understand the benefits of energy-efficient business practices, car dealerships probably would not be too high on the list. After all, when we drive by a dealership, we see hundreds of cars parked on the lot, and the idea of hundreds of cars, at least in our brains, still triggers thoughts of exhaust emissions. It's not something that easily relates to green practices. But when the LaFontaine family started to plan a new facility in Highland, Michigan in 2007, soaring energy bills at their other dealerships suggested that it would be prudent to figure out a way to cut down on those costs in Highland, so they decided to focus energy on giving the new dealership a green facelift. On the phone today, we have Ryan LaFontaine, the general manager of LaFontaine's Buick GMC and Cadillac dealership in Highland, to talk about the steps the family has made to reduce energy costs at their dealership. Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
I really appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
Before we talk about the state of Michigan's first green dealership, tell us a little bit about the LaFontaine family's history in Michigan.
You know, we actually became a dealer in Michigan in 1984 in downtown Milford, just a small, at the time it was just Pontiac Cadillac GMC store that did about 50 cars a year. So we've been very fortunate to live in the community we had the dealership in and also grow it over the last close to 30 years to become actually one of GM's largest dealers in the country. So we've been very, very fortunate with Buick GMC sales, ranking obviously in the tops, one or two or three spots in the country. And then with Cadillac, we're ranking number four in the country. So we've grown quite a bit out of Highland, Michigan. And really what we're all about is creating that customer experience and wowing the customers. And the green aspect was definitely one of the features that we kind of put in place to wow our customers and show that we're willing to put our money where our mouth is and defy the odds of what a dealership reputation is about not being environmentally friendly and really grow from there.
And have you worked for LaFontaine your entire life?
Yes, I have. I started off actually selling cars at the age of 15 at our old dealership. And it just was in my blood. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. Worked every summer through high school and through college. Went through each of the departments, much like a lot of dealers. I did go to Northwood for my education and actually, just came out really trying to grow the business and really, you know, change the reputation for car dealers, in at least in one perspective. You know, I was fortunate to learn under my mother, Maureen LaFontaine, who ran that store up until I took over day to day. Now she bounces between all our stores, and I got to learn on my father's perspective. So I had the female side of it and the male side of it to kind of create that customer experience and try to appeal to both sides very much so.
One of the common themes that stretches across all of the news around this dealership is the fact that it's one of the first in the state to really embrace sustainability. Is that still true?
By far. We were fortunate. Really what happened, we were under construction, or at least starting the process of construction of our new store that we built in June 2nd of 2008. We had a press release day where we actually did the groundbreaking. My mother mentioned that we were simply going to go green on Channel 7's news. It aired at 7 o'clock. And my phone blew up the next day, and so did hers. And it was customers, and it was people that we've never talked to before that never were customers at our stores that said, hey, if you actually do go green and you do what you said you're going to do on that newscast, we will come buy cars from you. We will come service from you. And it just re-supported the green aspects of what we're looking at doing. You know, it started with my brother looking into the geothermal heating, cooling, and really blossomed from there. A whole wealth of green technologies became available. And still to this day, as far as I know, we're the only gold LEED certified dealership for General Motors in the entire country. At the time that we did apply, there wasn't a gold LEED certified dealership for any manufacturer. There was a Toyota dealership that beat us the race by about a month. It was a smaller store, at that standpoint. So there's a couple dealers that are gold LEED certified, but as far as I know, we're General Motors only gold LEED certified still to this day.
You mentioned the geothermal system. Tell us a little bit about the highlights of this green dealership.
Sure. I mean, it's vast. I mean, to do a full tour, which we're still doing today, 3 years later after being in this facility, it really takes a full hour to go through all the green technologies. It's quite impressive to see. But to give you kind of an overview, geothermal heating and cooling really spearheads it all or pulls it all together. And that we have 46 wells that are 350 feet into the ground. And at 350 feet in the ground, it's a constant 50-degree temperature. So living in beautiful Michigan where the weather fluctuates daily, we don't have to fight the elements. So at that standpoint, we're just raising and lowering the temperature from that core 50-degree temperature. So it's really efficient. We actually looked at the system, and once we went gold and put all the other efficiencies in, we could actually build an equal-sized dealership right next door to ours and run it off those 46 wells without having to expand. So it's a great system. There's a lot of maintenance advantages, of course, for long-term, and really the media payoff is we're currently in a 63,000 square foot facility with three times the amount of employees I used to have. And our energy and heating bills are almost identical to our old store that was 24,000 square feet with a third of the employees. That's one of the biggest aspects, but you also look at different technologies. Everything you go through is LEED certified, even the furniture. You look at the doors that we use. Instead of being wood, they're made out of corn stalks. There's 84 skylights and solar tubes through the entire facility, so there's natural lighting everywhere you go, including stairwells and offices that create that non-use of energy that we don't have to turn on the electric, obviously the lights in most cases. All the offices themselves have motion detectors. So if someone hasn't entered the room for a certain time period, it'll automatically turn off the lights. Everything, including the exterior lights and the interior lights, are on timers. So at that point, after a certain time at night, it'll automatically turn off everything, just in case we forgot to turn off a light of any sort. The exterior lights even dial into a satellite that tells it when it's daylight savings time, what the weather forecast is going to be, so it can automatically adjust so we're not wasting electricity. And they all have photocells on them in the interior and exterior that measure the ambient light in the room. And if it's bright enough, especially on the interior side, it'll turn off the lights as well. So there's a lot of technologies. We recycle the water in the car wash, and we take all the roof runoff water, runs into a separate retention pond, and that retention pond is used to irrigate the site, and the irrigation system runs off a windmill in that regard. So there's a lot of technologies all the way through the entire building, including ongoing recycling items that we use. So the list is very vast in that regard.
How much of an investment was it for the entire project?
You know, the project itself ran $15 million, and of that project, right around $2 million of the project was to get it to gold LEED certification. Now, that was our first time ever doing LEED certification, our architect's first time, and at that point, there was no other dealership to compare it to. So as an example, our Chevrolet store that we're building out in Dexter, and it's under construction right now, we're going to be able to get LEED accreditation for a lot more cost-effective than we were before. And since we decided to go green in LEED certification so late in the game, and we already had some of the construction on our way and some of the plans in the way, that also increased the cost. So we could nowadays get it done for a lot less than the $2 million that we invested. So it's been a great great thing for us.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the dealership now is almost double the size of what it was before, but it's the same energy costs, right?
It's actually close to three times bigger, and it's the same energy costs and consumption. So it's been great, and as gas prices go up, the payback's going to be even sooner. We originally, when we did our forecast, when we made the decision, we thought it was going to be an eight-year payback on the geothermal heating and cooling. That was down right when we moved into five with all the efficiencies we did. And I have not reanalyzed it lately with the increase of costs. It might even be less time frame from there. So it's been a great scenario. And, I get asked many a times if I, if the things you don't look at, obviously you can measure the cost analysis by just looking at your energy bill. But you can't measure things like, the amount of customers is drawn to the dealership, or how many tours we've done in the dealerships in the last 3 years, of all the different people we've exposed that dealership to that never would have considered the dealership. You know, if, you know, we do a lot of advertising, but if you were to give me that same $2 million and say, go advertise your store, I could not have bought the publicity that we received by going Gold LEED certification and the amount of people we've had through this dealership. Still today, 3 years later, and there's dealers, there's customers, there's groups that constantly come through the dealership for education scenarios, the schools. General Motors brings dealers from out of the country. I mean, it's still touted today, and I'm still doing off-site speaking events 3 years later. So it's been a great exposure for us and General Motors and dealers to the green side.
Now, I read that, and you already mentioned the door is made out of compacted corn stalks. I read somewhere else that you're using vegetable oil in the lifts in place of petroleum-based oils.
We applied that technology, you know, the green aspect to every department. So in the service department, all the 33 in-ground hoists run off vegetable oil instead of hydraulic fluid. And the main reason is for contaminants. So at that standpoint, if there's ever to be a leak, you're just leaking vegetable oil. So it works phenomenally in that regards. Those same skylights are all through the service department. You know, our paint booth back in the body shop is water-soluble paint. At the time, it was a new technology. We were one of, I think, two dealerships in the state that had it. And it's been phenomenal because not only is it water-soluble, so it doesn't emit or emits very little VOCs into the atmosphere, from a dealership's perspective, it dries 25% faster. So it's a lot more efficient for us. And then we do a lot of things in the background, such as when we rotate and balance your tires, instead of a lead-based wheel weight the manufacturer puts on, we put a 3M composite product. We do green safety checks. So there's a lot of things we do to promote it that a customer can, you know, take with them. They can feel, you know, by putting nitrogen in their tires, so they can feel like they're taking part of it. Because a lot of things that I described earlier, customers, when they come in, they don't realize that the doors are corn stalks, or that the hoists are running on vegetable oil, or that the car wash recycles 85% of the water. So this way they can feel like they participated in the green aspects. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, if they don't go to the extreme that we do, they still care and they're conscious about the environment. And if they can make a decision that's a sound business decision while still supporting the environment, it just gives me a competitive advantage versus my competition, and kind of separates us and makes us unique amongst a lot of different dealerships.
How did the dealership come up with using vegetable oil instead of petroleum? I mean, is it just through experimentation? Is there a precedent for this, or how did it come about?
Well, that wealth of network that I mentioned to you, I mean, a few years ago, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I was not more any more green thumb than any person out there. But when we really started investigating LEED certification, you realize all these different products that are available out there that maybe the average consumer might not be aware of. And at that point is when we got presented, when we went down to NADA, we got presented with the vegetable oil hoist as opposed to the traditional method. So really we started researching it, looking at how long it lasted, the pros and cons, whatever research they had onto it, and it just fit into our dealership perfectly. And that goes for a lot of the technology. And there's technologies now out today that I wish were out or available or more cost-effective 3 years ago. So it's just like any other technology. As time goes by and as it becomes more and more common, the pricing becomes more affordable for everyone. I wish I could have done more things with LED lights back then, but it's just the price wasn't cost-effective. We are looking when Cadillac adds the new ELR to their lineup. We will obviously have a charging station at the dealership for that's, you know, obviously solar powered as well. It's for electric vehicles. So we're embracing the new technologies that come up, and obviously that wealth of phone calls and networks that became available, all the different products really opened up our eyes to a lot of ways we can go without having to spend a lot of money.
Let's talk about the customers for a moment. You've said that you live and breathe customer satisfaction every day. You kind of touched on this earlier, but tell us a little bit about how these sustainability practices benefit the customer.
Well, if you look at it, you know, the dealership itself and the accolades we've been able to receive, such as number one in the nation, number two or number three in almost every division we've had at that store, really shows that ongoing, that out of Highland, Michigan, if you find a way to distinguish yourself, it helps for marketing. It helps for customer satisfaction. It makes them feel like they're part of it. It really created a culture at our store. When we went green and we took all the employees that are required still to this day to do a tour of the facility and take a test of the green aspects, it makes them feel like they're a part of something different. And when your employees are happy and they're proud of where they work, it creates a customer experience even to a higher level because it's a people business. So my service advisors, my sales consultants are talking to these customers every day, are proud of where they work, of what they're doing, of how they're giving back to the environment, that we stand a little bit differently than the typical dealership out there. And we're also willing to invest in something that no one told us we had to at that point. I mean, it was a decision we made. General Motors didn't say we had to do this or any of those aspects. It was something we felt that was right based on which direction Michigan was going and still is going today. With obviously can be a leader in the whole green technology side, especially on the engineering side. So it creates that experience when you're at the store, you have all the natural light there everywhere. When you sit here and give them an education about where they're at or the local people that live around us that can utilize the facility free of charge for events that they have, such as our conference rooms that they can use free of charge anytime. We have Chamber of Commerce events there. We have Mary Kay events there. We have car clubs that come through. We have schools that use it. We have Boy Scouts that come in and do their Pinewood Derby. So when all of these parents and kids and all the aspects can utilize a facility like that and showcase it and be proud of it, and at that point it creates that experience as well. We have put things in such as a full-functioning restaurant, hair and nail salon, a full-functioning boutique, a 450-gallon saltwater fish tank, Wi-Fi for the customers with the ability of using free laptops. So we really go above and beyond to make sure that they have a good experience because no one wants to come in for service for their car. So if they're going to be there, let's make it, you know, no one has time anymore. Let's make it as time efficient as possible and let them enjoy themselves and let them maximize the experience. So they leave with a smile as opposed to sitting in a small room with old magazines and a TV that barely works. It really is conducive to the entire overall theme of what we're going for.
All right, last question. From a green perspective, what does the dealership have in store for the future? Anything you can tell us?
Well, the green aspects, a couple things that we have in the future are the charging stations that we talked about. We'll be putting a 12-bay charging station here in that store within the next year to year and a half. We'll be done. Also, we're building the Chevrolet store in Dexter as we speak, and that's going to be a LEED certified dealership. At the store, I'm analyzing the wind turbines as that technology gets more advanced. And more cost effective, we actually own 10 acres behind the dealership that at some point, if the technology gets affordable enough, we can actually invest in that and have those wind turbines behind the dealership actually power the dealership itself. And we're open-minded. We go to different conventions and events that they have for the green sustainability side of it. I speak in a lot of the panels, so I get exposed to a lot of products that come available from the cleaning side to the car wash side to all the way through the business. And we try to apply everything we can. You know, example is we switch all of our products we give out at our events, and we sponsor, you know, tons and tons of events. Well, all the products that we give out are recycled products as opposed to non-recycled, and I got that from one of those events that we talked about. Same thing with what our sales consultants wear on Saturdays. They wear organic golf shirts. So we really... We're open-minded. We're not closed-minded. So whatever the next technology is that comes out, we'd like to look at it and see if we can make it work. I really, at some day, would like to switch that store to LED lights. But we'll see where it comes, and we'll see what the future brings.
Ryan, thanks for being on the podcast today. The LaFontaine story is truly a remarkable green story within the GM family, and we thank you for taking the time to share it with us.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the platform, and we're very proud to be General Motors' only Gold LEED certified dealership. keep on pushing that green technology and trying to sell as many of those cars as we possibly can for you guys. So it's a great marriage, and I appreciate the time.
As you can hear from our interview with Ryan, it isn't just GM, the corporation, that is undertaking sustainable business activity. The practice of green extends all the way down to the dealerships. In an environment that is quickly understanding the positives behind green, GM continues to lead the way in incorporating energy efficiency into their business. For more information, check out our blog at gmbeyondnow.com.